Islamic Revolution and Eradication of Deprivation. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Although Iranian people from all strata participated in the struggles leading to the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, the deprived and poor stratum played the main role in materialization of this victory. They were strongly opposed to the policies of the regime and the spread of the decadent Western culture, which was in pursuit of uprooting of religion and prevalence of promiscuity. The poor were also the most discriminated and oppressed parts of society. Therefore, among the main goals of the Islamic Revolution was to eradicate deprivation and injustice. In view of this, immediately after the glorious triumph of the revolution, development of deprived regions, especially villages, was out in the agenda. In the sixth episode of this special series on the 45th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, we will very briefly dwell upon some of the indexes of progress in the field of eradication of poverty and deprivation in the country. Stay tuned, please. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, said, "I don't think there is a worship superior to servicing the deprived." In fact, Imam Khomeini's guidelines and emphasis urged people, particularly the youths, to rush to the help of poor regions. Thus, a special organization was formed in the first month of the revolution called Construction Jihad. This popular body, which can be followed and copied as the best model of an NGO, was shaped up of young volunteers of mainly noted universities who were worried about the welfare of their fellow countrymen in their regions. Thus, they rushed to villages and outskirts of big cities to provide them water, power, road, hygiene, and other vital necessities. Many of these volunteers helped rural areas in harvesting their crops. During the regime of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, nearly 75% of citizens and some 12% of rural regions enjoyed potable water. But now, the whole population in cities and more than 90% of villages have access to healthy and hygienic water. This has taken place so rapidly that according to the recent report of the World Bank, the Islamic Republic ranks first in the region in the field of access to potable water in cities and villages. This while Iran is located in one of the driest regions in the world. Electricity is one of the main factors of welfare and development in any country. However, during the Shah's regime, despite his ample claims on the progress of Iran, the country, there were less than 3,000 power subscriptions, while the figure has increased 12 times after the Islamic Revolution. The production of power has also had a similar upsurge. Today, all houses in cities and villages enjoy electricity, and this has put Iran above the average global rank. Another gargantuan achievement of the Islamic Revolution is the spread of gas grid to almost entire country. As Iran is the second rich country in terms of oil and gas reserves in the world, in the waning years of the despotic regime of Mohammad Reza, the oil exports were 6 million barrels per day, whereas people were suffering from fuel scarcity. Thus, nearly half of the villages would heat their homes with wood. But now, gas lines have reached the remotest areas in the country so that 98% of inhabitants of cities and 83% of villagers enjoy natural gas. As for health and hygiene, rural regions and remote places lived in pitiable and very poor conditions during the Shah's regime. The Shah had done almost nothing in villages, and only 37% of cities enjoyed hospitals. The Islamic Revolution, however, totally changed the situation so that today, nearly 95% of cities have hospitals. There are approximately 1,000 active hospitals and 150,000 beds in hospitals in the country. These hospitals are equipped with advanced devices and apparatuses, most of which are made inside the country. Moreover, there are 18,000 health centers in rural districts, while this figure was only 134 before the revolution. In addition to health and treatment progresses, the healthcare insurance has had a dramatic increase, covering 95% of the population. While in the Shah's regime, very few enjoyed healthcare insurance and services, today, 45 million Iranians, about 60% of the population, have been insured. Interestingly, 60% of this number lives in villages. According to the new health insurance, they do not pay for treatments. Furthermore, the life expectancy has increased from 53 to 80 among women, from 55 to 76 among men. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, "The Islamic Republic is among the most successful ruling systems in the world in terms of replacement of service and wealth from the center, capital, to the whole country, and from the rich districts of cities to the lower parts."